On Thursday, readers of the financial daily Hospodarske Noviny are in for something of a surprise. For one day only, the former Czech president Václav Havel will be taking over as the paper's editor. In anticipation of Mr. Havel's editorial debut, Rosie Johnson spoke to the editor-in-chief of Hospodarske Noviny, Petr Šimunek. She asked him where the idea had come from.
To be completely honest with you, it was not originally our idea. I just knew that something similar with Independent in Great Britain with Bono, and I thought it's a very good idea to have a guest editor. And we had a choice whom to say would you be our guest editor, and we said it to Václav Havel and to Václav Klaus, because I think those two are the most important personalities in our recent history.
So what can we expect this coming Thursday? What sort of stories do you think Mr. Havel will give preference to?
To be honest, I'm not sure, but I think that the main topic might be Russia, Burma, or the American raider on the Czech soil.
Will it be a hard job for Mr. Havel to do? What will his job entail?
As I said, I will help him with all the technical questions. Mainly for him, he will have to set all the priorities for the newspaper. What he did already a little bit, he has chosen some new authors for our newspaper who are already writing the stories, especially for this edition. He will set the priorities, and then he will have to say to every page, this is okay, I agree with the page, how it looks, and what is on this page, and it can be sent to the print facilities.
I was wondering if you could tell me if you thought this was actually becoming a bit of a sort of trend in the Czech Republic, because 24 hodin are doing this as well, and if it is, why do you think people like having guest editors?
Oh, I don't think it's a trend, and I would like to distinguish between what we are doing with our newspaper and what 24 hodin is doing. That's just a marketing tool for them, I would guess. And I think that the editors there are absolutely not influencing the issue of the 24 hodin for the next day, which is completely different what we are doing now with Václav Havel, because he is really choosing authors, he is really choosing priorities in the newspaper, he's choosing photographs and graphics for the newspaper. So this really completely different. But back to your question, I don't think it's a trend. It's an experimental idea in the newspaper. It's a surprise for the readers, but it's not a trend.
You said there that 24 hodiny are doing this as a marketing tool. What are Hospodarske noviny doing this as, if not a marketing tool?
It's not only a marketing tool for us. We asked Václav Havel and Václav Klaus to do it for us. And the reason is that those two personalities are very important for setting or for influencing opinion of the Czech society. And we wanted to present them in a new role as editors of the newspaper. And the newspaper of Václav Havel will be pretty surprising. So you will see that's not only a marketing tool for Hospodarske noviny, but it's also a vehicle how to present Václav Havel's ideas.
Petr Šimunek, editor-in-chief of the Hospodarske noviny newspaper, speaking to my colleague Rosie Johnston.